Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
This episode of Politics Without the Boring Bits is sponsored by BT, because BT means business. BT knows that businesses come in many shapes, sizes, and guises, from the person just starting out at their kitchen table to the biggest employer, which is why no matter what line of work you're in, they've got your back to help you succeed and do what you do best. No doubt connectivity is a must in Westminster, and it certainly helped us to get this episode created and distributed to you listening right now. BT already connects more than 1 million businesses and public sector organisations, offering secure and reliable connectivity. Nearly three quarters of people running a business or side hustle feel they couldn't do so without reliable broadband and mobile connectivity. That's why having connectivity you can count on is a must for business, whether it be facilitating multiple devices being connected at once or making team calls or guest Wi-Fi access for customers. BT's connectivity helps keep you and your customers happy. Whatever your business, BT's got your back. Search BT's got your back.
Hello and welcome to this very special edition of the Red Box Politics Podcast on The Times. I'm Matt Chorley and this is part one of the Red Box Quiz of the Year. Once again, we're pitching Times journalists, columnists and MPs against each other to find out who's been paying most attention to the political news in 2017. On the reporters team, returning champions from 2016, Lucy Hooray. Fisher, senior political correspondent, and Patrick Kidd, the Times sketchwriter and diarist. Lucy and Patrick, what's been your highlight of 2017?
For me, this may sound a little obscure, but it has to be the UKIP leadership contest, the billionth in the past 18 months, and in particular the candidacy of a chap called Aidan Pounsland, who pledged interstellar travel, mining the asteroid belt and galactic fleet.
And did he finish ahead of the candidate who thought that a gay donkey had raped his horse?
No, he finished behind him. may have had something to do with some of Aidan Pounsland's other pledges. Yes, which included $8 billion on flying aircraft carriers.
And Patrick, your highlight of the year?
Mogmentum, I think. This is Jacob Rees-Mogg turning into the saviour of the Conservative Party. And particularly the febrile atmosphere at the Conservative conference. Did you go, Johnny, to any of the Mogmentum events?
I'm afraid I got lost on the way to Conservative Party conference.
But it was this wonderful event at Manchester Town Hall, 500 there, and there were protesters. And Mogg engaged with them. We're so used to the politics is about slagging each other off and being rude. And he said, come forward, let us speak. And this man came forward and said, you're despicable. He said, well, setting aside my despicability for a moment, what would you like to... And it was just... It was civility, and that was quite lovely. Whether he becomes Prime Minister will be very good for my job.
Now, you just heard the voice there of Conservative MP Johnny Mercer. He's joined by Labour's Ruth Smead on the MP's team. Let's start with you then, Johnny. If it wasn't the Tory party conference, what has been your highlight of the year?
It's quite hard to pick something funny from 2017. I mean, we got to the end of 2016, didn't we? And we were kind of like, thank goodness that's over. And now we've got to the end of 2017 and largely feel the same.
All right, keep it light. Come on. It's supposed to be Christmas.
A highlight, you know, there has been some good stuff. I particularly enjoyed going out in the general election and the manifesto coming out and trying to sell it on the doors that morning, getting followed around by a Sky News team defending this ludicrous policy around social care to the hilt. And then they changed the policy precisely at the point I was being interviewed live on Sky News, at which point I then sort of said, yes, you know, this was a sensible thing to do. And, you know, clearly I felt like one of the frauds that I'm no doubt painted up to be.
And Ruth, what about your highlight?
I saw two. I think probably the most relevant for today is when Johnny Mercer finally shaved off that awful, awful moustache.
Oh, yes.
Outrageous.
Oh, definitely. That was a bad look.
Point of order.
It was for charity, in your defence.
It was for charity, yeah.
He looked like a wannabe RAF officer from the 1950s.
Which but, no one wants to be a mayor of Oxford.
You look like one, darling. But actually, for me, this year was all about defeating UKIP and the by-election in Stoke being the end of UKIP. So given that it's my city, I lived through it, I breathed it, I'm just delighted it was over, and goodbye Paul Nutter. I don't think we have to discuss him ever again.
You can go back to academia and winning the Premier League.
It's possibly my crop up during the course of the quiz, but then we can stop talking about it. Finally, representing the colonists, for some reason after coming third last year, Philip Collins and Jenny Russell were strangely unavailable, even before I told them when we were recording. So we're joined by the glamorous duo of Matthew Paris and Daniel Finkelstein. Daniel, let's start with you. What's been your highlight of the year?
My highlight was when I forgot to read your email asking me what my highlight of the year was and didn't think of one. I don't think it was the Stoke by-election. That was an amazing choice. It would be like saying John Trickett's speech to the party conference. I don't think I've got a highlight. What a dreadful year politically it's been.
What about you, Matthew?
Well, luckily, my highlight has just occurred this morning. I've received a Christmas card from a Member of Parliament. You look at the front, and he, gender specific, because no woman would do this. You look at the front, and he's staring moodily out over the Thames.
God, I know which Christmas card it is.
You open it up, and on the left side, he is with Theresa May, she with a mug with his name on it, and he with a mug with her name on it. You look over to the right side, and it's just his name right across. You turn to the back, oh, it's not him, it's Theresa May, but she has a mug with his face on the mug. It's not the vanity, Johnny. I mean, all of us who've wanted to be or been MPs. we're all vain, but some of us at least can see how this is going to look to other people. That's what it's the lack of self-knowledge I can't understand.
So who is it? Well, reveal to us who it is.
I couldn't.
It's in my sketch.
It'd be dreadfully unfair to mention Tom Tugendhat with that.
That's just cruel.
It was not Tom Tugendhat.
But the big question is, were they British-made mugs?
That makes total sense. Thank you very much for all of your highlights. Now, listeners will remember that a year ago, a low-profile backbencher called Michael Gove was the token Tory on the MP's team. So by next year, you could be in the Cabinet, Ruth. Well, what a year it has been. Theresa May revealed that the worst thing she'd ever done was walk through a field of wheat, although this is soon topped by something much worse, walking through Tory marginals and scything away their majorities. We all made mistakes. Jeremy Corbyn, for instance, was written off as a lefty beardy weirdy who could not win an election, but proved us all wrong by not winning the election. So who will come first in the quiz and who will come second to declare themselves the winner? Let's get underway. But before we do, we need to pull our crackers. So everyone's got crackers in front of them.
Crackers. How do you do this?
Danny, so am I.
There we are.
It's really complicated.
Watching a cup.
Danny, why are you trying to hold us back?
Here we go. Oh, the sound of Christmas. Well done, everyone. And I'll tell you what, we'll do the jokes. We'll do the cracker jokes at the beginning of part two, because that will get people tuning in their droves.
What happened to the gift? There's no gift in it. Is this it?
Potato.
Very good, very good. Okay, so now we'll do part two, and then we'll do the cracker jokes. Okie doke, so there are your highlights. Let's crack on. Let's get down to the quiz.
Get a point
then.
That.
You get no points for that. That was just the light-hearted.
That's how he won last year.
You can all have one point each.
That's good.
Even Danny.
Danny can't have one. You're quite right, because he didn't read the email and he didn't have a highlight. There we are.
You're right.
Column is starting to me to go on. Right, let's start predictably with round one. This is just taking a look back over things which happened in 2017. Start with the journalist. You've got four questions each. So, journalists, here we go. In January, Theresa May relaunched her premiership with a speech on her vision to build what?
A country that works for everyone.
Well, yes.
No. That was the election. It was a shared society. Don't you remember? It was all going to be about the shared society for about 20 minutes. I've completely forgotten as well. Question number two. What did Jeremy Corbyn give to Michel Barnier in July?
He's got the manifesto.
Okay.
No.
He gives the manifesto to everyone.
That's not the answer I'm looking for.
Can we intervene?
I'm going to say no. You can't. You haven't got it. So
jam.
Not jam. Danny and Matthew.
Was it carrots?
No, it was an Arsenal. It was an Arsenal shirt.
Abby must have given them.
Lucy and Patrick. Question number three: who dabbed in the Commons Chamber?
Tom Watson.
Oh. Yeah.
Tom Watson is correct. And finally, what links Tim Lawton, Vince Cable, and Jeremy Corbyn's visit to Lush?
Baths.
Baths is the correct answer.
Tim Lawton spends an hour in the bath every morning.
Yep.
Jeremy Corbyn went to Lush and was given a bath bomb, but he doesn't own a bath, so he said he'd hang it on the shower and see what happens. And at the Lib Dem conference, a pitcher was doing the rounds of Vince Cable in the bath.
Oh, yes. He's absolutely right. Congratulations.
Well done,
Patrick. Just before we go any further, there's always this talk about, is it called dabbing? I don't even know. What is dabbing?
Lucy's next. You do that.
Yeah. Lucy's yes. Put your two arms out. Two, what does
yeah,
it mean?
And one arm's going to go over. That? This is great on the podcast. The sound of jumpers rustling.
What does it mean? Who started dabbing? Was it Usain Bolt?
It's a no, sort of
slightly
test.
Different. Yeah. I think we're in danger of drifting into looking really uncool.
Yeah, we should, yeah.
For, the, for the benefit of all of us, we should move on to the really uncool politicians. Question number one: what did Theresa May give up for Lent?
Running through fields.
Now, what did she actually give up for Lent? I'm going to say
her poll leader, wasn't it?
Yeah, her majority. There were loads.
Yeah,
of
there were loads and loads of things. What did she actually give up? It's your
Your time up. You've got enough time. Lucy's got a hand up.
Salt and vinegar crisps.
Salt and vinegar crisps is the right answer. Yes. Number two, what fashion advice did John Bercow give to MPs?
Don't wear your tie to work.
Yes. Don't wear your tie to work. Very good. Number three, which job is so easy that Philip Hammond told Cabinet that even a woman can do it?
Chancellor.
That's not the right answer. Anybody else? Lucy?
Train driver.
Driver train is correct. And finally, which minister celebrated the Tory party conference by singing happy birthday to himself?
This is so sad.
Oh, you're starting your party.
I don't even want to know the answer. No.
Have a guess. What sort of Tory minister might sing happy
Boris?
Birthday to himself?
Well, there's about 120.
Lucy's got a hand up again.
I feel a bit like Hermione Granger, but was it Matt Hancock?
It was Matt Hancock, who denied it to me, and then I sent him the video of him doing it.
I saw it.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Okay, well done, politicians. I think you got
none.
Okay, let's move on to the columnists. Which drink was blamed for plots against Theresa May this summer?
It's that drink at Christmas.
Mulled wine?
Yes.
Mulled wine in the summer?
No, Prosecco.
Prosecco.
Warm Prosecco.
Warm Prosecco. You were right, it was a warm drink. It was a warm Prosecco. At number two, at the Labour Party conference, Corbyn's aides abandoned plans for him to make a speech from what kind of stage? Blank faces. This is one of my favourite stories of the year.
I do know.
Patrick.
Was it a soapbox?
No. Patrick, you've got your hand
up. It was going to be a sort of pontoon floating off the sea.
He was floating off the sea, so he could demonstrate that he could literally walk on water. Question three, who did Andrea Leadsom describe as one of our greatest living authors?
Oh, yes, somebody
dead.
Oh,
yeah, who was that?
Jane Austen.
Jane Austen is absolutely right. And finally,
Doris.
Which event moved Labour MP Stephen Pound to tears in August?
Oh, the Big Ben being closed to 4 years.
Yeah, for devastating news. Devastating news. Well done, everyone. That's the end of round one. After that, the scores are... In fact, the reports have got so many. Hannah is still adding them up. So the reporters have got 10, the columnists have got 4, and the MPs have got 2. So that's starting very much as we mean to go on. Yep. We move on to round 2. This is all about the general election.
Brilliant.
What a good idea that was. I'm sure you'll be pleased to be reminded of it. So you've got a question each, and we'll go around, and again, you can intervene. So we start with the journalists. What was the title of the Tory manifesto?
I know this. Forward together.
Yeah. Do you know the rest of the sort of Maybot-generated collection
forward
of...
Together towards a strong and stable building future.
That's basically it. You're worryingly accurate. Forward together, our plan for a stronger Britain and a prosperous future. You could put that in any order and it would make sense. Now, the columnists. What was the title of the Labour manifesto?
For the many, not the few.
Very good. And the politicians. What was the title of the Lib Dem manifesto?
Did they have one?
Unbelievable.
It had the word fair in it, I think.
I think it was just for the few.
Fair. Yeah.
For the three people that
you're
are going to vote for
sure.
us.
You're not quite sure. Have a read of this.
You're not going to get it. It was change Britain's future, apparently. And everyone decided not to. Back to the journalists. What did Philip May give an example of a boy's job during a TV interview?
Taking the bins out.
Very good. Columnists. What was wrong with the high five that Jeremy Corbyn gave Emily Thornberry on election night?
Oh. They missed. He missed.
And what happened?
And then they...
He missed and...
Gave a kiss and missed for that as well.
He touched her breast instead.
Oh yes, that's right.
Oh, God.
You can... No point
Steer
for that.
Clear. Steer clear, Matt.
No, I'm not yet. Politicians. Politicians. Why was Jonathan Harvey in the background of all of the photos at Theresa May's election count in Maidenhead? How is he better known?
Oh, Lord Buckethead.
Lord Buckethead is absolutely right. Back to the journalist. The Lib Dem candidate for which target seat quit just after the election was called because she was too busy moving house.
Oh, north of England, just a constituency.
Leeds. And Yeovil.
Yeovil.
Yeah, I can't remember her name.
Yeovil is correct. That's all we wanted.
Daisy Benson.
Yeah. Daisy Benson in Yeovil. Columnist, what was the full name of the voter who greeted an election with "You're joking, not another one"?
Oh no, Mrs. Oh, yes. Oh, no, can't do it.
No, anyone?
Brenda from Bristol.
It's actually Brenda Parsons.
Parsons.
You can have half a point, because I thought you'd all get Brenda. But you can have half a point for Brenda.
So how should you get half a point for that? But I didn't get no points at all for my missing the...
Oh, you can have half a point for that.
Let's just have a little bit
more
of consistency.
It's like Brexit all over again.
Statistical consistency.
Politicians. Who was forced to defend the scope of one of their flagship manifesto policies, insisting that it wouldn't apply to big hats at all?
It wouldn't apply to who?
No, not big hats at all when trying to defend their flagship manifesto policy.
I have absolutely no idea what you're going on about.
No, nor I.
Lucy knows.
I believe this policy also did not apply to beekeeper head coverings and bridal veils. It was UKIP's facial veil ban.
Exactly right, banning the burqa. And he went on telly. Paul Nutter went on TV and had to insist it wouldn't apply to big hats. He was doing this live on Sky News at a medieval reenactment. In the background, there were two people in suits of armour jousting, which made no sense at all. Journalists, which Tory MP recorded a special jingle to promote his campaign? It was a particularly cheesy video.
It was really, really
I'll open
cheesy.
It up to everyone else.
Oh, I've seen it as well. It's so annoying.
Was it a jingle or just It was like a campaign video.
And then at the end, there was a little song. All about himself.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he completely un...
It was incredible. It clearly worked. It's Greg Knight is the answer.
Oh, yes.
And for the benefit of listeners at home, here's the clip. You'll get accountability with conservative delivery. Make sure this time you get it right. Vote for Greg Knight. Columnists, which Lib Dem MP elected this year said of his party's losses after 2015, they tell me the party in the previous parliament was shell-shocked. It was like survivors of the Holocaust. Now there's much more team spirit.
Goodness me.
A Lib Dem MP. I mean, you can pick one of them.
There's seven.
Okay. Well, I sort of vaguely remember it.
It was an extraordinary claim in an interview with Red Box.
You said pick 107. I'm trying to remember the name of the 12. Lib Dem MP.
I'll be honest, we could use up all of our time just trying to name a Lib Dem MP.
I did learn one, Tom Brady, the other day.
Was it the Scottish
one? It's a Scottish one. The Scottish it's Jamie guy. Stone who said that.
Yeah, I think we should have half a point for that.
What for? For saying Scott. You're not having half a point. You're not having half a point for that. Politicians, where was the Question Time special filmed where Theresa May declared there is no magic money tree?
There is no magic money tree.
You must be familiar with that as a phrase.
Yes, no, I have. It's come back to haunt.
During the general election?
During the election campaign, yeah.
There
was no magic money. Yeah,
tree.
No, but where did
Institute
she do
for
Question Time
engineers?
From?
No?
No, it's going to be Nottingham or...
Was that one?
No. Patrick?
Wasn't it in Cambridge?
Nope.
No?
Oh. York is the answer. Oh. So an absolute triumph. Well done, everybody. this brings us on nicely to what should be our first buzzer round, but in the absence of buzzers, we're going to get you to shout things out instead. So, the journalists can shout out, nothing has changed, nothing has changed.
Okay.
The politicians are going to shout out, oh, Jeremy Corbyn. And the columnists are going to shout out, smell my spaniel, which was one of my highlights of the general election campaign. Tim Farron's invite to voters to take an interest in his dog.
You're not familiar with this? Smell my spaniel, don't you?
Tim Farron told a voter on the campaign trail, smell my spaniel. It's terrific. It's worth looking at.
Who said politicians were weird?
Okay, so I'm going to give you the name of a politician, obscure or otherwise, and you have to tell me if they won or lost their seat in June. Okay. Oh. Question number one, Dan Carden.
Oh, Jeremy Corbyn. He won.
He won, is correct. In fact, MPs should be quite good at this. Number two, Chris White.
Nothing's changed. He lost.
He did lose. Well done, Patrick, on the journalist team. Eddie Hughes.
Nothing's changed. He won.
He won. Well done, Patrick.
Walsall North.
Walsall North. No extra
points.
Can we
get the constituents?
You don't. No. Number four, Tom Elliott.
Jeremy Corbyn. He lost.
He did. In Fermanagh and South Tyrone. Number five, Bob Seeley.
Nothing's changed. He won. Isla White.
Very good. This has all gone a bit university challenge. Number six, Matt Rodder.
Jeremy Corbyn, he won.
He did win in Reading East. Number seven, Flick Drummond.
Jeremy Corbyn lost.
He, good colleague.
She did lose in Portsmouth South. I know, if only somebody had run a better campaign, she'd still be an MP.
Don't know what you're on about.
Number eight, Sandy Martin.
Jeremy Corbyn, he won.
Oh.
Ipswich.
Yes, you can both have a point.
Oh, Ali.
You. Number nine, Danielle Rowley.
Jeremy Corbyn, she won.
Very good in Midlothian. I'd say that Danny and Matthew's headphones weren't working. No. They aren't wearing any. And finally, number 10, Richard Arkless.
Nothing has changed. He lost.
He did lose SNP MP in Dumfries and Galloway. Very good. Which brings us on to round four, the last round in part one. Again, this is shouting out your buzzers in the absence of actual buzzers. So it's a quick fire round of just things which happened this year. Complete this sentence from Gavin Williamson on the role of Chief Whip. I don't very much believe in the stick, but it's amazing what can be achieved with a...
Jeremy Corbyn.
Carrot.
Get Matthew that one.
Matthew Paris can have that. That was sharp and carrot. It's the correct answer. Number two, what could Corbynistas make in the creative chaos corner in Momentum's world transformed fringe at the Labour Party?
Jeremy Corbyn.
Johnny
Mercer. They can make Jeremy Corbyn. They could make soldiers... dressed up with injuries, was that?
No. That was on a leaflet. That was not what they could make. Right. They could make pots, and there was clay.
I mean, what were they making out of clay? Specifically,
dinosaurs.
Dinosaurs is the correct answer. Well done, Lucy. Number three, Jeremy Corbyn revealed that he was going through the process of becoming a vegan, but which, whatever that means. But which beloved foodstuff was reportedly finding it too difficult to give up?
Nothing has changed.
Cheese, but well, you've got to shout out.
Sorry.
Jeremy Corbyn. Right, you can have that. Well done, Ruth. What was wrong with Labour MP Ian Murray's list of achievements in his election leaflet?
Nothing's changed.
Go on.
Did he say for the few, not the many?
No. More ridiculous than that. It was completely blank due to a printing error. The page listing his local achievements was completely blank. How much did David Cameron's Shepherd's Hut cost?
Smell my spaniel. Was it 25,000?
It was 25,000. Yes. You can have a point for that, and Matthew can have another point for his terrific pronunciation of smell my spaniel.
I think you need to allow Times Plus readers to download that.
Okay, here we go then.
Matthew, that was very good knowledge. You don't have the same shed yourself, do you?
No. I read it in the Times.
There we are. Of course, like every sensible person. Which Scottish MP revealed that Alex Salmond had tried to give her style advice?
Jeremy Corbyn, Marie Black.
Very good. Oh, no, yeah. What was unusual about the victory party for Andy Burnham becoming mayor of Greater Manchester that Jeremy Corbyn attended in May?
Jeremy Corbyn. Andy Burnham wasn't there.
Andy Burnham wasn't there is the correct answer. Well then, Johnny, who is the new leader of Scottish Labour?
Nothing's changed.
Nothing has changed.
Richard Leonard.
Richard Leonard is correct. And finally, how does Theresa May eat her scones, jam or cream first?
Nothing has changed. Go jam. On.
Jam first is correct.
Because that's the wrong way to do it.
That's the Cornish way to do it.
No
normal person should do that. So, at the end of part one, in bronze place, we'll call them, the columnists have got 8.5. The MPs have got 13. Yes. And the reporters have got 20.5. Mm-hmm. Which obviously, you know, all very much still to play for. It could all come back for the columnists in part two. Part two will be released later in the week. But for now, from Patrick, Lucy, Ruth, Johnny, Matthew, Danny and me, Matt Chorley, it's goodbye.
Thank you for downloading. To discover more, head to thetimes.co.uk.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.